வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of April, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Never mind.
If you are Christian or if you are Muslim or if you are Hindu, then what is your duty? What is said in your scripture? You must do it.
Not that because it is secular, I can do whatever I like. Secular and impartial.
But also, not coming the way of a Muslim.
No, there is no need. Secular means government duty is that you call yourself a Hindu, whether you are acting as Hindu. You call yourself as Muslim, whether you are acting as Muslim. This is government duty. Government does not say or prefer that you are Christian, it is not good, you become Hindu. No, that is not government. You remain your Christian. But government duty is whether he is acting as Christian. This is government. Not that you are acting like something else and you are calling yourself Christian. You are acting like a Sudra and you are advertising yourself as a Brahmin. So, that's like what is called quack. He writes doctors. That is punishable. You are quack, that's all. You can take a certificate. That you have got some experience, the registered medical practitioner, I think that is. But what is this that you are proclaiming yourself? So character means a class of men there must be, maybe very few, but they are actually men of character. Just like I am teaching them, no illicit sex. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. This is basic principle. Otherwise, where is this character? You are doing all nonsense and still you are proclaiming yourself as Brahma. This should be stopped. And a training college should be there, how to make a real Brahmin. I've given the example. Manaprastha college. Yes. That is the very essential thing at the present moment, that a class of man, just like the same example, if one wants to become an engineer, he must be properly trained. If he wants to become a medical man, he must be properly trained. Similarly, if one wants to become a Brahman, then he must be properly trained. Or, even if one does not want, the state should maintain a college where a real Brahmana is trained up. Just like Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee, when he opened some higher studies of academic qualification, so there was one or two students and there are three professors drawing at least 1200 rupees per month. So 1200 rupees per month, that means 3600 expenditure. And the income is 36 rupees. It is not the question of money, but it is the question of culture. So even though at the present moment, people are not inclined to become a Brahman, I tried it. Before starting this movement, I tried to some friends, say, you have got four sons, give me one son. I shall train him how to become a perfect Brahman. Nobody agreed. They said, Swamiji, Brahmana ke kya hoga? Isa bhuta mara hai. But if there is not an ideal class of Brahman, then how you can say that you become moralist? If there is no example of moralist, how you can ask people become moralist? The gunas are there. Just like naturally, one is taking education just to become a politician. One is taking education how to become a high character, saintly person. That natural inclination is already there, but that is not being properly harnessed. Therefore, a regular educational institution should be there where proper training of Brahmana, proper training of Kshatriya, Vaishya, Maitri. These four divisions must remain. And the Sopa, the Brahminical culture, that must be there. Otherwise you cannot say that you become moralist. Where is the example of moralist? A section of person must be there, fully moralist. That ideal section is now lacking. Therefore, what I have written there.
As there are different sections of educational institutions, there must be one institution, how to train a perfect Brahmins with ideal characters as above mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. If there is a section of people of ideal character, say 5%, the other 95%, by seeing their example, will follow. In other words, a section of the society must be of ideal character, and that is essential.
Therefore, this varnasram college is very essential.
Both intensive and extensive training.
Yes. Proper training. It may be extensive and intensive, doesn't matter.
No, you said 5% and
91%. 95% may remain non-Brahmin. But this 5%, if they are strongly Brahminical, then others will follow. Ekaschandas kamo hanti nasatara sahasra. You have got millions of stars. Nobody cares for them. But people are looking after where the moon will rise. And the moon will rise. That one moon is sufficient. Then millions of stars. So this is the service. Then?
The propagation of Manava Dharma. Regarding propagation of Manava Dharma means the activities of the human beings. So the distinction between Manava Dharma and Pashu Dharma is that in the animal society there is no idea of God consciousness. God consciousness can only be propagated in human society. In the animal society they may be physically stronger than the humans, like the tiger and the elephant or many such animals, but they cannot be educated spiritually.
They may be very strong. Tiger and elephant, but they have no capacity to accept any education. This kind of understanding at the present time, of course, we give reference, the present time everyone is fallen. But truth is always the same.
Yes.
Not at present time. So the real truth is that ideal man of character there must be. Because at the present moment there is no character, there is no moral education. Therefore we have to adapt according to them. No. The pakka moralist, he must be moralist. It doesn't matter that people at the present time they do all immoral activities. Therefore we have to adjust. No. Strictly one should be moralist. There is no question of present time or past time. That should be real point of view. If you give up this varnasram dharma, then where is your Bharatiya Sanskrit? They're trying to give it up. Abolish this. Then where is Bharatiya Sanskrit? Then?
Six. Injunctions of Shastras regarding charity and how it should be practiced in the present conditions. So the mutual relationship of Dharma and politics in the light of our history and tradition can only be revived when we observe the system of Varnashrama. It is actually like this. The Brahmin is like the head, and the Kshatriya is like the arms. The Vaishya is the stomach or the abdomen, and the Sudra is like the legs. Similarly, spiritually, the Brahmachari is the trained up disciple, the Grihastha is a trained up householder, the Vanaprastha is experienced as a retired gentleman, and the Sannyasi is completely in the renounced order of life for spiritual advancement. There is no question of the head being in an exalted position without the cooperation of the leg. When there is a pinprick in some part of the leg, the head immediately takes it very seriously and takes out the thorn in some part of the leg. Similarly, whenever there is some outside attack, the arms of the hand spread to protect the whole body. In the same way, within the abdomen, there is the machinery of digesting foodstuffs, and after digestion, the secretion turns into blood, and it is infused throughout the whole anatomical structure of the body. Similarly, the cooperation between the head, arms, stomach, and legs is the perfect situation of the human society.
As head is also trying to maintain the body nicely, the arm is also. Now this has been nationally centralized. That is the idea. Not that because I am head, Brahmin, here is a Shudra, don't see his face. What? Shudra is also required. Leg is also required, head is also required.
Harmonious
coordination. Yes, harmonious coordination. But the Shudras were hated like anything, and they became Mohammedans. And there was no reacceptance. Formally, from Chaitanya literature, you understand that if a Muslim will take little water from the Badana and sprinkle like this, then you become Mohammedan. In this way, all these Indians, they become Mahavadi. And the result is that Pakistan, and you go on fighting for India. And why these innocent persons who have, by sprinkling water, become Mahavadi, why they do not claim? Krishna and this Hastar, it does not say that if one has fallen, he cannot reclaim. No, why not reclaim? Manipatam bepasitra, jiti supabhu. This is by birth. And of course, in our country, everything was taken by birth. Now it is going on. But even by birth, one is low grade.
Also,
yes. Yes. It doesn't matter. But if he wants to be elevated, this is a given chance. That is the verdict of all Shastras. Now, we are feeling India, this difficulty, because they are Europeans, Americans. They so-called, the big societies, they are not agreeable to accept them. Although Shastra does not say so. Shastra says, Mang hi pātu pāpās śrītya jītīṣu pāpajūna. If one takes shelter of me, even he is born in Parjani, Priyavashyatana, Stevijanti Parangati, they can also be elevated to the highest exalted position. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is many places it is said that a low-born person can be elevated, Sandalapi Dijas Sastra Hari Bhakti Pari. Valmiki. There are many. Narad was a son of Manchari. Sudra. He had no father. Dashi Putra. and he became Narada. So where is the restriction? Similarly, in the Javan Upanishad, Sattvakam Javan, he was also a prostitute, huh? And he approached Gautam Muni, kindly make me your disciple. And Gautam Muni said, what you want? I am my mother's son. So, then, who is your father? That I do not know. Ask your mother. The mother replied, my dear son, I do not know who is your father. And he came and said to Gautam Muni, sir, my mother also does not know who is my father. Then Gautam Muni said, yes, you are Brahmin. Come on, I said. Because speaking truth. Then unless you are a son of a Brahmin, you cannot speak such secret truth. Nobody will say, I do not know who is my father. It is such a scandal, even up to that. But he plainly said that my mother does not know who is my father. So immediately Gautam Muni accepted him as Brahmin. You are telling the truth, Satya Samadham, first qualification. So, such a high cultural life, now we should take standard Shastra and follow and establish educational institution to train them. Otherwise, simply by crying in the wilderness, what will be the result? Now, some result is there because I am practically training them. And before me, all the sannyasins went, there is a lecture. That's all. So what is the meaning of lecture? Unless you train. Our Hindu religion is very great, very nice, and whatever you like, you can do, it doesn't matter. Then what is training? Now little effect is there because I am training them. As soon as one comes to me for becoming disciple, I place before him that you have to give up all the service. When he agrees, then I accept. Therefore, I have got some selected, trained up men. So there must be this training college, institution, and proper training according to the Shastra. Then there is possibility of changing the whole situation. Then what is next?
The injunctions of Shastras regarding charity and how it should be practiced in the present conditions. The injunction of the Shastra about charity is that charity should be given to qualified Brahmin or sannyasi because they will spend it for the benefit of the whole human society. This is called charity and goodness. In the Shastra...
Just like we are getting charity, crores of rupees. But you are spending for this moment, not for drinking. And if charity is given to a drunkard, what he will do? He'll drink on it. Therefore, charity is recommended to be given to the Brahmana and the Sannyasa, no other reason.
The apostle.
That is third class. This suggestion is to you also. And if you can do these things organizedly, certainly it will be beneficial to the whole human.
Any elaboration of
what you refer to as one
Vanaprastha
college? Vanaprastha, just like we have got this building. Now, if somebody retires and engages himself in Krishna consciousness movement, they are welcome. They can take prasadam and stay here. It is not possible at the present moment that gentlemen will live in the forest. That is not possible. Here is a place, Vrindavan, holy place. We have constructed this building. And people should take vanaprastha, a retirement, and may come here and live peacefully and cultivate spiritual knowledge.
I think the governor was asking about the
Varnashram
College.
Varnashram College, the training,
yes.
Actual Brahman. And the government should be, as I explained to you, that each one is proclaiming himself as a Brahmana, he must act as a Brahman. If one is proclaiming as a Kshatriya, he must act as a Kshatriya. Otherwise, there will be no restriction. And a Shudra will come to be Brahman. That will create a disturbing situation. And Prithu Maharaja's time, it was strictly prohibited. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sadharme nidhanasya haradharma bhaya. So, if one is claiming to be Brahmana, he must become Brahmana. There is another way of reforming this society. Nowadays, everyone is a Shudra. And somebody is claiming, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya.
Yes, sir.
Formerly, the Brahmanas strictly formed. They would not accept, in the Shastra it is said, that a Brahmana in bad time may become a Kshatriya, just like Dronacharya, he was Brahmana, but he became a Kshatriya for certain deeds. Acting like Kshatriya, although he was respected as Brahmana, but he was acting as a Kshatriya. So it is advised that Brahmana may take the profession of a Kshatriya and after the Vaishya. But if he takes the profession of a Shudra, then he is fine. Then he is fine. So, this cultural institution should now be introduced, and the other countries, they are still respectful to the Indian culture. That's a fact, as studied. So if we keep ourselves in our, what he has mentioned, Sanskriti?
Bharatiya
Sanskriti. It will be very respectfully accepted. Why should we imitate them? That is the Western civilization is not Brahminical culture. There is no Brahminical culture. And a Brahminical culture is needed. There is a head, there is a brain, and a little bit of this Brahminical culture because I am distributed. And then it's okay, it's so nice. So, in our India, in a place like Vrindavan, Vrindavan, like that, many people come. He, Varnashram College is established. Of course, we, in India, so far I know, nobody will come to be trained as a Brahmin. They will prefer to be trained up as an electrician, not as a Brahmin. Our Bon Maharaj, he also tried for a Vaishnava university. He was unsuccessful.
So we take the electrician
or engineer? That is already being taken. There are institutions where electricians are trained up and motorists, they are enough.
No,
but
what is the principle of this? An electrician, we take it. He is an electrician and also becomes a Brahmin.
No.
An engineer?
No, that cannot.
You are completely a Brahmin.
Yeah, then there will be an ideal character. That is going on. One man is claiming I am Brahma, but he is doing the work of electricity. That is already going on.
But by doing instruction, if he has a good influence of the Varna Sutra, of the Brahman, and then he will do the work with the dedication to God.
No. Why you are suggesting that although he is a Brahmin, he become an electrician? Why?
I will put it this way. He is an engineer, but I will also like
him. Engineer?
Mechanical engineer.
Yeah.
And he also be influenced by the good points of Varnasrama.
Yes, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sakarmana tam abhach, samsiddhi labhate na. That is another way. That I have no other means of earning livelihood. But if he becomes Krishna conscious, then even though he is acting as an electrician, he is in touch with Krishna. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Sakarmana tamam bhaj. That I have explained in the Varnasram Dharma. That even though leg is leg, it is not as important as the head. But the leg is also required to keep the body in healthy condition. So, that electrician who has a connection with Krishna, he is no more electrician, he is Vaishnava, because he has got his relationship with Krishna. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Find out. Sakarmana tamabhajya samsiddhi labhate nara. You can get perfection.
Sakarmana
tamabhajya. That is there. What is the purpose?
As stated in the 15th chapter, all living beings are fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. As such, the Supreme Lord is the beginning of all living entities. It is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra, Janma Dasya Yatara. The Supreme Lord is therefore the beginning of life of every living entity, and the Supreme Lord by His two energies, His external energy and internal energy, is all-pervading. Therefore, one should worship the Supreme Lord with His energies. Generally, the Vaishnava devotees worship the Supreme Lord with His internal energy. His external energy is a perverted reflection of the internal energy. The external energy is a background, but the Supreme Lord, by the expansion of His plenary portion as Paramatma, is situated everywhere. He is the Supersoul of all demigods, all human beings, all animals, everywhere. One should therefore know that as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, it is his duty to render service unto the Supreme. Everyone should be engaged in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness. That is recommended in this verse. Everyone should think that he is engaged in a particular type of occupation by Hrishikesha, the master of the senses. And by the result of the work in which he is engaged, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, should be worshipped. If one thinks...
Now, in electrician, whatever he earns, he engages in worship Krishna. Then he comes in. He's not an electrician, he's a Vaishnava. He's clearly then?
One thinks always in this way in full Krishna consciousness, then by the grace of the Lord, he becomes fully aware of everything. That is the perfection of life. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Heshamaham Samudharta, the Supreme Lord Himself takes charge of delivering such devotees. That is the highest perfection of life. In whatever occupation one may be engaged, if he serves the Supreme Lord, he will achieve the highest perfection.
So, some of the big men, past president, like Nandaji, they are also thinking very nicely. Now, it is the time to coordinate all these thinkers on the basis of Bhagavad Gita as we are teaching on this Krishna consciousness movement. Let's be serious with that. Another difficulty is that without any reference to the Shastra, there are so many spiritual propagandists. That is not very. Not good at all. No question of very. They are more or less atheist. He will not take, accept the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. They will manufacture their own way. That will not help us. You must take the standard things, then it will succeed. In my this propaganda is not this way. I am very much satisfied that I did not adulterate any instruction of the Shastra. And it is becoming very effective. And in the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, Dasasya vidhi usritya pattati kamakar. Find out this one. Dasasya vidhi usritya. This index has been done by them. Yes.
Jashastra vidhim utskritya vartate kam karata nasa sithim avahnoti nasukam na param gatim. But he who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. As described before, the Shastra vidhim, or the direction of the Shastra, is given to the different castes and orders of human society. Everyone is expected to follow these rules and regulations. If one does not follow them and acts whimsically according to his lust, greed, and desire, then he will never be perfect in his life. In other words, a man may theoretically know all these things, but if he does not apply them in his own life, then he is to be known as the lowest of mankind. In the human form of life, a living entity is expected to be sane and to follow the regulations given for elevating his life to the highest platform. But if he does not follow them, then he degrades himself. But even if he follows the rules and regulations and moral principles and ultimately does not come to the stage of understanding the Supreme Lord, then all his knowledge becomes spoiled. Therefore, one should gradually raise himself to the platform of Krishna consciousness and devotional service. It is then and there that he can attain the highest perfectional stage, not otherwise. The word kama charata is very significant. A person who knowingly violates the rules acts in lust. He knows that this is forbidden, still he acts. This is called acting whimsically. He knows that this should be done, but still he does not do it. Therefore, he is called whimsical. Such persons are destined to be condemned by the Supreme Lord. Such persons cannot have the perfection which is meant for the human life. The human life is especially meant for purifying one's existence, and one who does not follow the rules and regulations cannot purify himself, nor can he attain to the real stage of happiness.